All right, we're going to get started with our media availability with our Bush Poll Award winner for Sunday's Pennzoil 400 here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. We are joined by Kevin Harvick, driver of the number 4 Jimmy John's Ford. We will open up to questions for our poll winner. Just raise your hand. We'll get a wireless mic to you. We'll start here with Jeff.
Jeff Gluck from jeffgluck.com. How do we, like, for people that have watched racing for a long time, how do we wrap our head around what we just saw out there and try to, like, accept this, I guess?
Yeah, well, you know, I think you've already seen it. So, you know, we as a team, we go out and play by the rules that are presented to us. And, you know, I think as you look at today, it was, and we talked about this beforehand, it's may not be the fastest car that gets the pole today. It's going to come down to timing and strategy, and we worked on some things with our car to try to do the right things and wound up in a good spot. So, I'll leave that up to you guys on how to wrap your arms around it.
Continue with questions for Kevin. Did you have a question, Tom?
So what was the waiting game like as far as time? You speak of timing. You got somebody counting it down in your head. Are you instinctively knowing when to go?
No, I'm not that smart. that really comes down to the spotter and what he thinks. You know, the time to come around, get out onto the racetrack, get to the green, make a lap, and be able to, you know, be able to make another lap. So. Yeah, and we had talked about what I wanted to hear, you know, on the first lap coming into turn 3 and 4. What I wasn't expecting was the 18 car to slow down and fill the hole that I wanted to get, so I actually had to, you know, make some adjustments there to where I ran on the racetrack, and it actually probably running low probably got me to the start-finish line on time. I didn't know that we were that close on time. So yeah, you know, it just wound up being the last car and wound up being first.
Go to Jerry.
Jerry Jordan, KickingTheTires.net. Talked to a bunch of drivers down there. Some like it, some adamantly opposed, like Newman. Larson talks about the potential for a lot of tearing up cars going forward, putting people in backup cars. Your thoughts on this, but also how hard is it to manipulate your line out there to know where to run and where you'll be fast?
My car was fast right on the bottom. That's where I want to be. I want to be making the smallest racetrack that I can make. Our team has made a decision to really focus on exactly what we need with our car and what we think we need to make it go fast. And whatever the rules wind up being, we're gonna try to be the best team. And I think that's going to be the healthiest mindset for myself and the race team going forward. So whatever the rules are, we're not going to complain about them. We just want to win.
Any additional questions for Kevin? All right, Kevin, congratulations.
Thank
Good
you
luck
guys.
On Sunday.
Thank you.